The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Los 80 chicos, arrancatante, corazón, cariño, corazón, pequeñito, corazón, arrancatante. Lutante, presente, AM 970, The Answer.
Watch our ratings, Frank. Our ratings look skyrocket now.
Hey, whatever works.
Lutante, corazón, cariño, corazón, pequeñito, corazón, arrancatante.
I love that, the Spanish music. I love the Spanish music, and we wish everybody a happy Cinco de Mayo today on May 5th already. Believe it's May 5th already, going through what we're going through. We will get there. Fear not, we got this. So help me God, I'm so proud of what you're doing. Every day locked up like this. And then people are still going out. It is so time to just get a hold and deal with this with reality. I could see going to like May 15th, they're going to wait. But I'm telling you, when you talk to all the doctors, they say this herd immunity. You know, if you keep people locked up, we will never, ever be able to beat this virus, you know? You'll never be able to. You got to go little by little. Let the people who are really vulnerable stay home a little longer, you know? I mean, I guess that includes me. I've never felt, by the grace of God, stronger, but I'm afraid still of catching something. I don't know, but maybe we wait a little longer, but you got to go back. And in New York, I understand it's tenuous in New York because of the population, but trust me, we will get there sooner than later. If we just hang in there, you know what? Before you know it, people are going to be back. Because like I said to Mr. Barry, the author of that pandemic book, the guy that wrote first about the pandemic of 1918, you know, 17 and 18. And when I looked at videos, and it was interesting because he said, you know what? You're right. When that pandemic hit, I'm like, gosh, my father was, 2 years old? You think about that, what that generation went through. That pandemic hit back then. Then think about the old footage that you and I watch. That is like 1920. The roaring 20s. People are dancing. They're drinking. They're all close together. I think every time I watch those videos, I go, well, just 2 years prior to that, and maybe even less, like a year and a half, they had the biggest pandemic that killed 50 million people. People forgot about it. They moved on, and they were all there. And that's what's going to happen now. You know, the only thing is, I hope we plan for the future. I'm hope we're planning for the future, not to mention vaccines, and just to know who to trust, who not to trust. Right now, there should be a world court. The president should put together all the countries that are now suing China all together and go up against China now. I could say this till I'm blue in the face. And first of all, thanks for listening. We got a great show. The guys are here. But I have to tell you, while we have the airwaves, while we have the power of the radio here, this is the time to decouple from the communists who are trying to take over the world. That's all they're trying to do is take over the world. And you know what? I don't say that in a mean way. I say it objectively. Matter of fact, I have respect for the communists. They're so smart the way they do this stuff. Lethal. Let that virus get out there. Out of Wuhan, yeah, keep it away here. No flights from Wuhan to Beijing, but send them to Italy. Send them to America. Send them to Washington. Send them around the world. That virus, it just caught like a wildfire. They knew exactly what they were doing. And then, you know what I know? I talk to people. I say, am I nuts when I say that? No, Joe, I think you're absolutely right. And yet the mainstream media won't go there because you know why? Because this is their chance to take down Donald J. Trump. That's all they care about. They've politicized this whole thing. They politicize it. And because a week or two in March, the president didn't go, well, this is what we got to do. And the way Governor Cuomo, to his credit, he said nothing. There was no substance, but he got in front of it saying, if you act like there's a panic and you're a politician, there is a panic. If you act like you're in charge, if you're a politician, you are in charge. It's perception. has nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with how much the president has mounted this monumental charge against this horrific virus, the way we're handling this. And we will get there, and we are getting there, but not to let it happen again, not to let it happen again. You gotta be on guard here, you know. But this was on purpose, and it's time that we got back, because the economy of the world is on its knees. And my fear is in the summer, in the fall, when all those banks, you know, and I mean, and help me out here. Has a bank called you, except for Empire State Bank on our show? Empire State Bank is a community bank. And Phil Guarneri and the great team there, they gave out, I'll get that, hundreds of millions of dollars in loans because they're a small bank, a community bank. Those are the banks that saved the day. The big folks, man, the big bank, they could care less about you and me. They could care less about you and me. Just go, keep our money. But when you got to pay your mortgage come June and July, we want to pay it in full. If you're one day late, your credit is ruined forever. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. And hopefully that Steve Mnuchin and the president will stay on that. Don Mann will join us. He is a former SEAL Team 6 Special Operations Combat Medic. That's all you got to say. And so we appreciate Don's, Mr. Mann's service to the country. He's coming up in just about the 10-15 minutes. Bradley Tusk is with us, venture capitalist, philanthropist, political strategist. We're going to see how we could have a more secure mobile voting. Steve Sweeney is with us. Steve is great. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. He's the president of the New Jersey Senate. Great guy. A lot of people think Mr. Sweeney, President Sweeney, should have been the governor of the great state of New Jersey. But we'll talk to him about that. See if he wants to go and take that position one day. Mike Gallagher with us. Ian Smith, Dr. Smith. This guy's great, man. We're going to talk to Dr. Smith. He just blew up the airwaves, man, when he came up with us. And he's a great guy, best-selling author, TV personality, and a physician. And he's got any question you have, you can ask Dr. Smith. And Eric Mitchell's with us. And the great Rod Gilbert, the all-time leading scorer for the New York Rangers. Great guy. When you look at Gilbert and you see what he did, what Rod did, my buddy did on the ice all those years ago, and he's so loyal to the Rangers. And he's got a charity that he's doing where you have a chance to go and take over a whole suite at Madison Square Garden. Rod is, as always, helping out other folks. And we'll let you know about that as well. And your phone calls, 877-970-2999. Let me go real quick. Matthew, our buddy. Good morning, Matthew. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for being there for us. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm trying, my brother. Go ahead. Yes,
you're
please.
You're welcome. God bless you. What's on my mind is the governor of New York, Mr. Andrew Cuomo, that the media seems to put up on high on a pedestal. He mandated, Joe, that people with the virus be sent to nursing homes, which was basically a death sentence for many seniors who were healthy, and then it spread. Because in New Jersey, where I am, the nursing homes are a disaster. But
yeah,
even we were not stupid enough to send people with the virus into the nursing homes. And by the way, President Trump, his ship, the hospital ship Hope that he sent, could have been used. The Javits Center could have been used.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he had. This was unbelievable for him to do this.
Yeah, you're right, Matthew. Come right on the money. Yeah, now I understand. I God bless you too, Matthew. Thank you for listening. You know, you could see that I'm pulling away. I said we shouldn't criticize anybody now. I don't want to hear the president criticized. I don't want to hear Governor Cuomo or Governor Murphy criticized. But now it's getting to the point now where we got to get out. But objectively speaking, Matthew is right, because what I don't understand is, and again, you got to give Sheriff Sean Golden, he's the sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey, doing a great job, great law enforcement officer, official. And he said about the VA, all the veterans in these nursing homes, I mean, dying altogether in these clump deaths that were so tragic in our nursing homes, get them. He's the one who said get it on the Comfort, and it was the name of the ship that came to New York. Why didn't they get... I'm puzzled and I don't have an answer, Matthew, why the press doesn't ask that question. Why are their bodies still, as we speak, in Ryder trucks outside of funeral homes that came out of nursing homes? Why weren't they put in the Javits Center? Could someone, and I don't say this to attack the governor. I can't imagine what it's like to be a public official at this time. It's got to be horrible. But I'm just asking objective questions. You had the all these open, it could have been open. And by the way, the United States Navy ship, the Comfort, was it all of a sudden geared up for COVID patients. What? Why? And to Viviana's point, you had Samaritan's purse there from Franklin Graham Jr. He put up tents in Central Park, and he had 300 beds in Central Park, and in the name of Christ, he helped out others. Didn't ask what your race was, what your religion was, what your sex was. He didn't care. Franklin Graham came in and bought all those tents in Central Park. Now, in true New York City fashion, they're criticizing the guy because he doesn't accept gay marriage. I said, help me out here. Help me out here. Now, you got to put it all aside. You got to put it all aside. And you know what? But there are objective questions to ask. And I put that out there objectively. Why? I don't know why. I don't have the question. How the nursing homes turned into the horrific situation in Andover and in all throughout New York. I have no question. I have no answer to your question there, Matthew. But your point is well taken. Let me go to Nick, if I may. Nick, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, please?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Very well, Nick. Thanks for calling, buddy. What are you thinking?
Listen, since you mentioned the Green Hornet and Sea Hunt, we could solve the restaurant social distancing problem from Get Smart and just have the cone of silence come down over the table.
The cone of silence? Is that the way to do it? Right, we're making references. Yeah, all right, Nick.
We'll call it the coronavirus.
All right. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Hey, let me go to Glenn before we break. Glenn, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I just researched the Black Plague. I wondered it came from.
Yes.
Came from China along the trade routes that Marco Polo took.
Wait, Glenn, you know, Glenn. You are so funny,
yes,
man. Is that what happened, really? The Black Plague?
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Lord.
Not only that, but,
yes,
you know, Columbus's return voyage introduced syphilis to Europe.
It was the return way back. All right, Glenn, thank you. That was good. Thanks for letting us know because we were wondering about that this morning.
Even though it wasn't American yet.
We were talking about that in the pre-show. We asked about that.
You want to keep
what
yourself
disease
up at night? Research the Black Plague.
What disease did Columbus have? And yes, we were talking about that.
Did you just get off
morning
a third shift? Let's talk about syphilis being returned to Europe. Come on.
So, and then, you know what? Our girl Tony is a diehard listener. She's a great gal. She gave me all these questions. It's true. Why is it? I want to read these throughout the rest of the morning because it's so true. Do you have these questions? Why is it okay for government officials to get a haircut but not common citizens? I mean, you ever notice that? Why the fear when this virus has a less than 1% death rate? These are questions all of us have. Why have coroners questioned death certificates listed as COVID-19? I mean, we know about that. But don't listen to that 70,000. It's not 70,000. And again, it's being looked at by the CDC. But right now, it's more like 37,000, I think. One death is too many. But don't lie to us. Don't lie to us just to inflame it and make it worse, you know? This is a great question. What makes one person essential and another not? I mean, really, you're not an essential worker. Thank you. How to make you really feel bad, you know? Doesn't shelter at home mean there is a whole population of people not staying home when we can? Why are they dividing us? It's all true. This is all good. You know, and where's the flu gone? Yeah, what happened to the flu? Well, didn't we have the flu? It was a bad flu season, technically, Frank, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Well, it was. I mean, we're largely out of flu season now. And one of the things you're seeing with social distancing is less transmission of other diseases as well, like the flu.
Yeah. And why are hospitals paid more for COVID-19 patients? Is that true, too? As well. So all of these questions, they don't get answered. We're just going to let them go by. This is something is very unsettling about this whole thing. So I would humbly suggest we just go back to work. We roll it out slowly, little by little, and it's time to make that move now. And hopefully we will sooner than later. Debbie's out there 20 minutes after 7 o'clock looking out for you on the roads traffic-wise. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning to you, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to everybody out here on the roads. Boy, I see volume for you on the BQE this morning, guys. The eastbound BQE slowing down, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Delays go back down toward the Gowanus at 38th. It's kind of busy as well on Bruckner Boulevard West, right at 138th in the Bronx, with a crash over there as well. And watch for slowdowns on the Deegan. Deegan southbound, that's going to be stop and go, getting into the Cross Bronx, getting down toward the stadium. You have that long-term construction project, and it is causing some delays. Now, over on 9 southbound at Myers Corners Road into Wappingers Falls, it's an accident over there as well to watch for. 17 eastbound slowing down, heading out through Harriman. That's the construction zone. And 208 southbound in Franklin Lakes. Looks like an accident just clear. Paramus Road still slowing down at Bergen Community College with the coronavirus testing site over at that area as well. It looks like we'll see sunshine today with a high of 63 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Kevin McCullough is emphatic that antibody testing increases yesterday.
We need to expand that antibody testing nationwide yesterday. This country has a right, deserves to be back at work, deserve to have their lives back. My kids deserve to have their friends back, because what we've been told simply is not true.
Kevin McCullough Radio, heard weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Airlines is cutting management and administrative positions by at least 30% starting in October. Airlines agreed not to lay off workers or cut pay through the end of September as a condition of receiving federal aid. A spokesman tells Reuters United anticipates spending billions of dollars more than it takes in for the next several months. Airline employees affected by the cutbacks will be notified in mid to late July. In a separate action, pilots were told to prepare for a reduction of roughly 30% of its more than 1,200 pilots. The spokesman says travel demand is essentially zero for the foreseeable future. Meal kit maker HelloFresh is seeing more business as people stay home and cook. Its meals attracted significant additional demand in the second half of March. Its earnings improved in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-816. 8 Morano, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
But especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
When two out of three news talk listeners in NYC turn to us to find out the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters, we're pleased to tell you they won't be disappointed. You found AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We are locked and loaded. Appreciate you being with us. Don Mann, former SEAL Team 6 Special Operations Combat Medic, who participated in countless covert operations around the world and was captured by the enemy and lived to tell about it. Hey, Don, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for your service. A privilege to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Joe, for having me on your show.
No, it's great. What was your rank, man? I should know what your rank is. I don't have it in front of me. What was that, if I may ask?
I retired as a warrant officer 3, a CWO3, it's called.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you, man. You got to tell us about, because this is, we want to talk about COVID and everything else, but I've got to ask you a little bit about your remarkable career. Where were you captured and by whom? This is wild, man.
Well, you know, Joe, we were on a mission in the Middle East. It was before the Somali invasion. And we went down, we did a rubber duck, which is a parachute jump with a boat, and you throw off the rubber boat, you skydive after it, you get in the boat, and you come up to an enemy beach, and it was a reconnaissance where we had to look at an airfield and see the air traffic coming in and out, and we also had to find a shipyard, see the shipyard and the ship traffic coming in and out, and the only place we could hide to see both places was to be buried in a hole. So we buried ourselves in a hole for 3 days, and we all had food poisoning from eating frogs and snakes and poisonous snakes, where there were 4 of us on the op. And on the third day, we were sitting in this hole with camouflage netting over our heads.
Yeah.
A local came walking by, and he looked down in his desert floor, and he saw something look strange, and he saw 4 guys with long hair and beards with weapons sitting in a hole. And he ran back, and he got his some support from the village. And we tried to get out of there as quickly as we could, but they came and caught us before we could get out. And they held us at gunpoint overnight. And they told us they were going to shoot us in the backs for trespassing, and we weren't going to agree to that, of course. So it went back and forth, and actually they let us go. We went back in the boat, we inflated the boat, went back out to sea. In that hole, since we were so sick, we were in our own vomit, because every high tide, the hole filled with water, and we had diarrhea, vomiting, and urinating in the hole. And then at high tide, it filled with water. So we're up to our necks in vomit and sewage. It was a successful mission in spite of all that, because nobody complained about it, and we all got out alive, and we completed the mission successfully.
Oof. Where was this? Where was this? Don, can you reveal the exact location?
Yeah, it was
Somalia. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, one of the most dangerous places on earth, for crying out loud.
God almighty. Wait, tell me. Wait, listen to me. I listen. First of all, I'm absolutely so respectful of what you've done and your career. And I'm telling you are the best this country has to offer, man. Poisonous snakes you're eating? You saw snakes going by? And I know it's early, so I have to tell you, if you're listening, 729 on the East Coast, Don, so forgive me. We're talking about all this gross stuff, but poisonous snakes? That's snakes. You had to kill the snakes, and then you ate them? Did you eat them raw, if I may ask, Don?
Well, you know, part of that is all right, but we ate them raw, but we didn't have to eat them. We were with our Egyptian commandos before the mission, training up in Egypt.
Yeah.
And they were showing us how they eat in survival situations. We were showing them what we do in survival situations. So they would take the frog or the snake or the poisonous snake and just whack it against their boot and knock it out. And then they put it up to their mouth and peel the skin back. And the venom snake, you take the venom sac out, and then you eat it. And then the non-venomous snakes and the frogs, you just ate all of them raw. But needless to say, we all got food poisoning, and so for that mission we were on, the four of us were as thick as could be.
Yeah, listen, I this is amazing. And Don, too, when you parachute in, do you have the raft with you? Do you have the raft with you? That and then it inflates when you hit the water. You had so in your parachute, you had the raft. I was curious to say, how did you get to a raft so you can make it to shore after parachuting in?
Well, there's a lot of ways we do it. We do it with cigarette boats, the big, big high-speed boats where they flying out of the jet and you just skydive after it. You pull your chute and you follow it in. And those are on big, big pallets. And then you take the cigarette boats off the pallets, jump in the boat, and take off. But in this case, we had a small boat like a Zodiac. And it was inflated. And that was on a pallet. So that just went in the water. And you go in there and you just take the pallet off and get the motors, try to get the motor started and hop in the water as quickly as you could.
Yeah, you know, God bless you. This is remarkable. You know, Rob O'Neill's a buddy. He was in SEAL Team 6. He's the guy that took out Bin Laden. And I know, I think you were there before Rob was, but God bless you. It's just fascinating to me how you just kept your mental clarity. Let me just move on. You were a WMD, Weapons of Mass Destruction Officer. You wrote a New York Times best-selling autobiography. The name of this, if you want to check out Don Mann's book, Inside SEAL Team 6, My Life and Missions with America's Elite Warriors, and so we appreciate that. And as a former of SEAL Team 6 and combat medic who prepared your SEAL team, Don, for engagements against nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, what advice can you give regular people like us to protect ourselves during this pandemic?
Well, and Rob's a friend of mine, actually, but thanks for saying that. And
indeed.
You know, Joe, I personally... I watch the news, I listen to the news, but all I do, I keep it really simple. I assume I have the virus. I don't have any symptoms. I'm asymptomatic if I have it. I assume everybody I talk to has the virus, and I follow the protocol that's on the news every morning. And everything I touch, I consider contaminated, a shopping cart, a gas nozzle, buttons on an elevator. And I wash my hands after everything I touch, and I keep hand sanitizer with me, and I just assume everything I touch is contaminated, and everybody I talk to, and that I'm contaminated, and I feel that way. If I have anything, I'm not spreading it, and if anybody else has it, I'm not allowing them to spread it to me, and anything, all these surfaces, plastic and porcelain and steel, we all know those can hold the virus for a certain amount of hours, and I just don't touch it, and if I have to, I just go purify my hands.
My goodness gracious. What other words or advice before we let you go, Don Mann, or encouragement would you like to give? Folks are really kind of, we're getting uptight. We're home, we're locked in, and we hit the limit. You know, Don, you've been in positions and situations that we can't even imagine. God bless you, man. But what advice would you give your fellow American citizens on how to deal with this lockdown, as it were?
Well, I just believe, you know, we all get challenged physically. We all get challenged mentally on a personal level, business, family. And now the world is being challenged. And we've beaten these challenges before as people in this world. And we're going to beat this one because now our doctors, our scientists are so much more educated, so much smarter. And we're going to beat it. We just have to have the patience. And I take great pleasure in all the extra time I have. I'm working out more. I visit with family more, well, by text and Zoom and calls like that. Yeah, and I'm taking more time for things that are important to me to do. And I don't worry about work, and I don't worry about the things I don't have any control of.
Yeah, what a great mindset.
I do my best not to spread.
Great, that's great, great advice. And before we let you go, advice or tips can you give to us about making our own face mask? You make your own face mask, is that right?
Yeah, you can easily make your own face mask. You can just put anything over your face is better than nothing for spreading it or catching it. But there's a lot of materials you can use. But basically, a pillowcase is the simplest. It blocks off almost 60% of virus contaminant coming in. And it goes all the way down. Cotton T-shirts are 50% effective. It's better to have a real face mask.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a real one, you can do it yourself at home and make one.
Yeah.
And the best thing is just to make sure it's form fitting so the air particles can't go in the side of the mask.
Right.
And
right.
that it fits over your face correctly. And I just keep one in my truck. I keep it the sunlight's always hitting it, which helps keep it clean. And I double it over my nose and then sometimes triple it, and it's cotton, so that makes it about 75% effective.
Wow.
And it just works for me, and it's easy, and that's when I don't have my mask with me.
Man, this is great. Or you could use a poisonous snake on your face. I mean, I'm just saying. Not a bad idea. I mean, you know, or a raw frog. Ow! Hey, man, God bless you. You are a hero, Don Man, former SEAL, Team 6, Special Operations Combat Medic. God bless you, man. You got to come back, brother. God bless you for what you're doing. You're a true American hero. And I know, and Rob O'Neill, he's a dear friend of mine as well, and a kick-butt individual. And let me tell you, Don Man, you guys, you make us proud to be Americans, my brother. God bless you, and Godspeed.
Thank you very much, Joe. I've been a huge fan of yours for a decade, so thank you very much.
I am honored. I am so honored by that. Thank you, Don. God bless you, man. We'll talk again. Thanks so much. Oh, and you're now. I feel like this guy went through. I'm like, okay, I'm on the radio. I step on stage. I'll do a song and dance. This guy's eating raw snakes and frogs in Somalia in a foxhole. God bless him, man, if that doesn't make you proud to be a citizen of this great country. Hey, thank you, Don, man. Thanks. Shout out to my buddy Rob O'Neill, too. Hey, Bradley Tusk is going to join us. President Steve Sweeney as well of the New Jersey State Senate. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Ian Smith, we got a show for you. Have we got a show for you? Right now, Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Bob Menendez is calling on mayors from throughout New Jersey to join him in a press conference today at noon outlining the desperate need for federal funds. Menendez says he has a bipartisan plan to provide $500 billion to frontline states, money needed to maintain essential services and pay public employees. Mayors taking part in the conference call include those from Patterson, Cherry Hill, Wayne, Hoboken, Galloway, New Brunswick, Brick, and Rahway. New statistics from the NYPD this morning show major crime during the pandemic has decreased nearly 30% for the month of April this year compared to April of last year. But police are noticing a slight uptick in the number of murders and burglaries. Still, police say overall crime fell in every borough and also within the transit system and across public housing. In sports, NFL will not be leaving the country for games in 2020. The league has canceled its international series this season. Will instead play those games in the United States. Four games were planned for London and another in Mexico City, and the international series, the NFL says, will return next year. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Carlton Avenue, getting out through East Islip. Watch out for an accident over by Sunrise Highway. Now, traffic is still moving kind of slowly for you on the LIE westbound right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Taking a spin to the eastbound BQE, that's still pretty solid heading up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Deegan North in the 230 is a disabled vehicle. Southbound Deegan slowing down in through the Cross Bronx through the construction zone. And we're still seeing some delays here on Bruckner Boulevard West at 138. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you take a ride over to 78 eastbound express lanes out by the Garden State Parkway construction. So a little bit busy right through the local lanes. Accident on 208 southbound in Franklin Lakes. That was finally cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about New York cruises. You got to check out the Atlantis. You got to check out the Atlantis. You know, this is going to open up. When it opens up, you're going to want to just say maybe to your firm, to your law firm, maybe to your family, let's go with Captain Fred on the Atlantis. This is a three-deck mega yacht that is spectacular. And you go around Manhattan. It's first-class entertainment, the gourmet food and the bar. It's got beautiful, incredible skyline views, you know. The cuisine is great. It's the Atlantis. It's what we go on when we do the schmooze cruise, which I call the schmooze cruise, with all of our great, wonderful clients who are family. And we go out, and Captain Fred is great. So how about this? If you go out, maybe 4th of July, you could book it now. How about leaving Labor Day? You're going to have to book it because this gets sold out so quickly. But what a great way to come back, right? To get back into the swing of things with the Atlantis, you know. You can start planning your standout event today, whether it's a corporate event, again, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, hello, anniversary celebration. Your guests will they'll love this first-class experience aboard Captain Fred's Atlantis. You can call New York Cruises, 212-633-1231. Tell them, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? If you mention the radio station, AM 970, The Answer, you get a free menu upgrade. This is a spectacular yacht, and we love it, and I think you will too. But you got to book it now because it sells out like that. 212-633-1231, The Atlantis, 212-633-1231, or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
64% of NYC's News Talk listeners agree AM 970, The Answer, gives you the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. AM 970, The Answer. Welcome home.
Oh, yeah, here we go. We're up and we're at them, locked and loaded on AM 970, The Answer. 743 right now. Bradley Tusk is a venture capitalist, philanthropist, political strategist, author, and a scholar with the Carey Institute, personal friend of Dan Donovan. Hey, Bradley, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
That's pretty good. Can you repeat all that to my wife and kids sometime?
I know. I'm going through it. I'm going, wow, look at his resume, you know? Hey, man, how you surviving the pandemic?
We're doing okay. I mean, I can't really complain. You know, our daughter had it, but she's recovered a little slowly, but she's okay now. So everyone in my family is healthy and, you know, doing everything I can to keep all my employees on the payroll and just getting through it.
Yeah, God bless you, man. You know, we've spoken to you before about the blockchain voting, Bradley.
Yeah.
Now you've written a new scholarly paper for the Hugh Carey Institute at Wagner College under the auspices of our friend Dan Donovan, all about mobile voting. People use smartphones for everything. So, you know, can we get to a place where people can vote using their mobile phones? You know what? Me and Frank have talked about this. Frankie Fibros talked about this, Bradley, about what I call the direct democracy. Wouldn't it be great? And how many voters you can get if you indeed use a smartphone, but is that secure at all, Bradley Tusk?
Yeah. So look, we I believe like you do and like Dan does, that fundamentally we're never really going to have an effective democracy until a lot more people vote. And it's just unrealistic in this day and age to expect people on a random Tuesday to sort of take time off from work or school or whatever they're doing to vote. And they just don't, right? Average turnout in primaries is about 15%. And that's why we get really bad outcomes. So, for example, a year ago, Amazon wanted to put 25,000 new jobs in Queens. And the local political leadership there was opposed to it. And the reason why is the people who actually show up and vote in a state Senate primary in that part of Queens or in a city council primary are so few and so left-wing that they genuinely hated Amazon. And so if you were the city councilman or the state senator, the right political move was to do what they did, which was to oppose the project. But here we are a year later with unemployment in New York City looking at 25 to 30%. And of course we wish we had those jobs, right? You know, I mean, the gall that we had to turn that away is crazy. But when you have really, really low turnout, that's what results. Is that if you assume that politicians are always going to make the rational political decision to stay in office, right? And you've been around this for a long time. I have. That's a pretty safe assumption for most of them.
Yeah.
Then you just have to give them different incentives, right? If it's not in their political interest, they're not going to do something. And if we want the majority view to be what we have in our government, then the majority will have to vote. That's only going to happen if they can do it on their phone. So then it leads to the question that you asked, which is it secure? And we're getting there. So out of my foundation, we have now funded elections in 11 different jurisdictions around the country, spanning 5 different states so far. The National Cybersecurity Center has audited every single one of them, has been able to verify every vote in every election. And look, we're starting small. It's for people with disabilities because vote by mail doesn't work for them. It's for deployed military because, you know, the absentee process if you're deployed in Afghanistan or Iraq is horrendous. But it's spreading, and I think with coronavirus, there's more and more reason to do it. So you might have saw yesterday there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that the state of New Jersey is now making it possible for people with disabilities or deployed military to vote in the upcoming primaries on their phone. State of Delaware, same thing. And so we're starting to see more and more people kind of embrace this innovation. And, you know, my hope is that we get to a point in maybe 5 years or so where the technology is completely accepted. We can scale it up at mass. And we can all vote in every election just by pulling out our phone.
You know, I didn't even think about that. You're right about that Amazon fiasco and AOC and everybody stopping it. You know what? Now that you mention it, it's probably because they didn't want all – how many new 25,000 new citizens would come in, and they may not vote for that particular person. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Great observation.
Just scary.
I mean, it's
political protectionism. That's all it is.
Well said. Now, but I got to tell you, I've been talking about this for years about the getting on your phone, be able to do it because it would just open up and we would have a true democracy at that point. But there's no vulnerability to hackers or hostile foreign actors. The Chinese would get in there some way. I mean,
for sure. Look, which is why we're starting really small. You know, that's the point of saying, okay, we'll make this open to 5,000 voters, 10,000 voters, something where even something bad happened, it wouldn't affect the outcome. But, you know, but look, vote by mail, that's what led to Florida and, you know, I mean, paper ballots, right? So, like, clearly had problems there. Election machines, all of us who do vote are constantly waiting in these endless lines because half the machines are broken, right? So every form of elections comes with some form of vulnerability. And the question is, how do you balance security and accessibility? And it seems to me that if you use really secure technology like blockchain or like the cloud, you can have better of both, far more accessibility and far more secure.
If you could make that work, Bradley, this would be genius. What happened with the app in Iowa, man, after the in the Democratic primary?
Yeah,
what,
so that was a total – luckily had nothing to do with the work that we do, but the Democratic National Committee really screwed that up. That was for reporting of the votes that were cast, not not actual voting itself. But look, they did everything that you're not supposed to do. They hired some hack politically connected firm to do the work. They didn't test it. They didn't audit it. You know, all the practices that we do for every election that we fund using mobile voting to make sure this thing works, they didn't bother to do any of it, and they paid the price. And look, when you cut corners and you're lazy, you get bad outcomes. Not shocking that the DNC would end up in that place. So we've got to do this thing, but we've got to do it right.
This is very, very interesting. Bradley Tusk, we appreciate it. We acknowledge Dan Donovan. We love the Donovan family. And,
he's
so
the
kind.
Best.
You know what, really, the best of Staten Island. How can we read more? Where can we find your paper, Bradley Tusk, by the way?
Yeah, well, so if you go to the Hugh Carey Institute's website, it's on there. Or if you just go to mobilevoting.org, you can get it on there. Plus, there are, you know, hundreds of other documents, articles, information about mobile voting. And so just check it out and see for yourself.
Yeah, and you can learn more about the Hugh L. Carey Institute for Government Reform by visiting wagner.edu/Carey Institute. Bradley, great conversation, man. Keep
great.
Us posted,
so
and we'll
so
see you out there. Yes, indeed. Anytime. Bradley Tusk right there. Any friend of Dan Donovan is a friend of ours. Now, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. Over on Staten Island, you're actually moving at the speed limit, Staten Island Expressway eastbound, right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Over on the island, a problem for you over on Carlton Avenue, getting right down toward Union Boulevard and Islip Terrace. That's an accident, so watch out for some ongoing police activity there. Again, thank you to our emergency workers for being at the scene of the accidents. Garden State Parkway southbound, right at the Driscoll Bridge. Looks like a stalled vehicle is in the way over there, so definitely steer clear of that. 78 eastbound express lanes at the Garden State Parkway. That ongoing paving project to watch out for. Over on Clinton Ave, getting into West Front Street in Plainfield, an accident at the intersection there as well. Lincoln Tunnel reopened. We had a stalled vehicle in the Lincoln Tunnel. That's been taken care of. Deegan southbound, slowing down, getting down toward the Cross Bronx through the construction zone. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com with the Hot Fast Solaire Infrared Grills. Buy now using coupon code STRONG for a discount at our online store, available through BestHotGrill.com. But if now is not right, contact us for a quote by May 31st, and I will lock in the special Salem listener discount and free shipping until the end of this year, so you can buy when you are ready. Contact us for a quote by May 31st, and buy later at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com.
Did you go to nosafespaces.com? Please, nosafespaces.com. It's in a partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary, No Safe Spaces, that everybody's talking about. gets a special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces, starring Mr. Prager, Dennis Prager, and Adam Carolla. Great film. I downloaded it to watch it so I could tell you about it. It's great. We're at such a, especially on college campuses, how they're just trying to just confine and restrain every thought, every speech that you want to make. It's scary at this point. And Dennis Prager steps out with Adam Carolla, who, you know, Adam is being very funny, but he's very, very smart. And he and Dennis together are great. And they address this. Critics called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Your jaw will drop how they're trying to just, you know, just watch everything we say, especially on college campuses. As a dad, I worry about this, you know. So go to No Safe Spaces. Please share it with your family. No Safe Spaces, now available to watch for a limited time only, starring Dennis and Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go, you can start here, please. NoSafeSpaces.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. 877-970-2999 if you want to give us a call. Joe Lumberg is calling in, and he is our weatherman, our marathon man, meteorologist. Hey, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are we doing today, my friend?
We're doing good. Today's going to be a nice day weather-wise, with some sunshine, still a bit breezy, but temperatures will get up around 60 degrees or so today. So today's a nice day to be out and about, go for a walk, go for a little bike ride, get a little yard work done.
Get out there, Joe. You're right. And the rest of the week's kind of cool. I mean, what did I see, like 50s and then at nighttime even down into the 30s? Joey, help me out here.
Yeah, it's a chilly pattern. I mean, tomorrow we're only going to get 56. We'll have some rain, especially afternoon and evening. Back to some sunshine, mid-60s Thursday, probably in the upper 50s. Friday with some rain, especially in the afternoon. Saturday's just going to be windy and cold, low 50s, clouds and sun. I mean, it's going to feel like we've gone back into March. And then on Sunday, Mother's Day, looking pretty good with some sunshine. Temperature will be near 60. By the way, balance of nature allergy forecast is high today. It should back down, though, for the rest of the week.
All right, Joe Lumberg, well done. Thanks so much. Joe Lumberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk. Steve Sweeney, the president of the New Jersey State Senate, and the man who a lot of folks feel should be governor of the great state of New Jersey, will join us in the next hour. Mike Gallagher is going to check in as well. 9 o'clock when we have our Pandemic 2020. You can call in with any question that you have for Dr. Ian Smith. Dr. Smith was great. Last time we had him on, I told Frank, you got to get him back. And here he's back today. You're going to love Dr. Smith. Eric Mitchell's with us. And the great Rod Gilbert is with us. Rod's, he's all-time leading scorer for the New York Rangers. Just a wonderful guy, you know, in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And he's got a salute to heroes. And he's going to tell you exactly how you can maybe get involved and go see a Rangers game with Mr. Gilbert himself. So, Joe on the radio. Hey, Albert, before we break, Al, on New Jersey, we had a list of New Jersey items that I kept saying to you, hey, let's address this, let's address that. Give us some of those things that I threw out to you before we take a break here, if you would.
Listen, so I think Murphy dropped the ball by closing schools yesterday. He should have done it on Friday, the same day Cuomo did. I thought all the states were supposed to be working together here. It seems like that they're not. Calling people knuckleheads, I don't really have an issue with the governor here on calling people knuckleheads. If you're dumb enough to not follow the distancing rules, you deserve to be called out. I mean, that's certainly not as bad as when Governor Christie was calling people every name in the book, right? I know that there are people offended by that term. I don't find it to be a problem. Here's the other thing, Joe. You've mentioned this before. You've mentioned it 1,000 times, and it bears repeating. We need to get pharmaceuticals back in New Jersey. You need to put pharmaceuticals in areas of New Jersey that need business. You need to start lowering the tax rate, fix the tax structure, fix the business climate in New Jersey. You can get these companies to start producing the drugs here in America. Hey, you made $400 billion somewhere. Well, guess what? You're only going to make $100 billion here, and you got to live with that. It's okay.
You know what? Al Gattulo is right there. He always has something to say. 757. Give us a call when we come back. 877-970-2999. Top of the hour, I'll be able to grab some calls if you want to weigh into that. Something very weird about this. The way the government is trying to run it. The governors are trying to run everything. There's something very suspect about everything. You know? And so I think it's a warranted concern. You know? It's all for your own good. Not buying any of this. I don't know. Steve Sweeney's going to join us, Mike Gallagher as well, and you always, 877-970-2999. We're coming right back at you.
Opinion,
passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops say they have clear surveillance video of two men wanted in the murder of a leader of a Bronx motorcycle gang over the weekend. Francisco Rosado, who heads the Bronx chapter of the Pagans Motorcycle Club, was shot by two men with masks in Allerton on Saturday afternoon. Video shows the men exiting a Jeep and walking in the direction of Rosado. Police say the gunman left the scene in a blue Jeep. The Pagans have about 1,000 members on the East Coast. Newark is offering free COVID-19 testing to its homeless populations, the program the first of its kind in the state of New Jersey. Mayor Ross Baracus said anyone who tests positive will be quarantined at one of the city's short-term housing locations. In addition, a city contact tracing task force will follow up with anyone who has tested positive. Costco is limiting the purchase of beef, pork, and poultry to 3 items per member at its stores, including locations in New York and New Jersey. Officials say it is the ripple effect of the closing of meat processing plants around the nation due to the outbreaks of coronavirus. Store officials are calling the buying limit temporary. Wall Street futures rising as investors pin their hopes on moves to reopen the economy. Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ futures are all up around 1%. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. All 3 indexes added value on Monday. More than 40 states have begun relaxing some of the lockdowns they imposed to slow the spread of coronavirus. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.